This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. On the sixth day of October, Sam, we called an audible. Walked up to the line, and as we welcome Russell Baxter on here, who has, in fact, one of the first who had their own walk-on music, which was a Supreme song, we thought we'd change it for you, Russell, today, because today was the day that that particular song hit number one, I Hear a Symphony by the Supremes, which we wouldn't feel like you'd have a problem with. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, and that song has extreme sentimental value to me, so
really?
Bear with me for a second.
Sure.
When I was growing up, me and my brothers, my mother and her sister taught us how to dance by continuously playing Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Wow.
And I'm not saying we fared very well, okay? So when I was married, my mother and I had our dance, and instead of picking a traditional song, a very, very slow song, I picked Diana Ross and the Supremes, and I picked this one, which is kind of moderate.
Mm-hmm.
And my brothers and sisters knew the symbolism of that. Mm-hmm. Now, as an aside, little did I know my mother was very, very ill at the time. She had already survived a battle of cancer. And when she came to the wedding, she came up from Pennsylvania to Connecticut. She was a lot sicker than any of us really realized. She kind of laid in the background for my wedding and for the reception. So we told her, Mom, could you come out and dance with me? Guys, she heard that music and she jumped out of her chair.
Wow.
Like she was 20 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And we had our dance. And God bless her, a month later, she went back to heaven where she belonged.
Yeah.
So it was really kind of her last public appearance. But I really appreciate you pulling that one out. I know you didn't know the meaning of it, but it will always hold something very, very special to me.
Absolutely. Man, you got me all goose pimply.
Yeah, I know it.
You know that, but that's a Sunday morning story.
Yeah, I know
right?
it.
Right, as folks heading to church and all that sort of stuff, you say your prayers. And so some folks going to say some prayers for you and your mama this morning, Russell. I absolutely believe that.
You have to know something about my mother. My mother and my parents raised nine children. And at the church, when I eulogized her, I explained to people that when she passed away, she only subletted on earth for 60 years.
Yeah.
She was right back where she began.
How about that?
That's nice. Hey, listen, I go ahead, Sam.
No, I just appreciate it. I appreciate him sharing that with us on this Sunday morning, and I appreciate him having some time for us because we don't always get a chance to catch up.
Yeah, really. Russell. Where's he been, Russell? You know, you got to show up a little bit more often.
He's busy, and he let me know yesterday. He was nice enough to let me know that I got some time today.
And I let Sam know yesterday. I'm actually available next Sunday morning too.
All right. Well, listen. Do we do the Falcons, or do we do that story that you talked about that he might have a, you know, inside on?
Well, we'll get into the thing about the locker rooms in a minute. Okay. I know he knows about that. Some thoughts on that. But what do you think about what we're doing here this week? What we've done this week, and what the Falcons are doing
overall.
In prime time overall? You know,
it could be a 4-1 team.
Yeah. What do you think about what we have down here in Atlanta?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, I'll tell you something. That was a bigger win, I think, than people realize. First off, it's a divisional win, which is always very, very, very crucial. Okay. Now they're 2-0 in the division. But, you know, I know you guys know their schedule. They played four of their first five games at home this year, which means they play seven of their last 12 games on the road. Another home loss, which they had already lost to Pittsburgh and they already lost to Kansas City. Another home loss would have really put them, it would put them at 2-3 and really behind the eight ball. So the fact that they were able to come back and, you know, this, Kirk Cousins doesn't play well in prime time. He can't bring a team back. And, you know, we've only seen it twice in the last 5 weeks. Okay. Or actually the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
The same thing at Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
The 22-21 game. So I thought that was huge. I thought that they showed a lot of resiliency. Tampa Bay had their way. And okay, this is an excellent game. I mean, we're, you know, four weeks and one game into the season. You can make a case that was the game of the year so far, and not just because Kirk threw for over 500 yards and four touchdowns and so on. I just think that, you know, late in the game, he threw that pick to Lavonte David, and that could have been very demoralizing to a lot of teams. And instead, they got the big stop. They sent Tampa Bay backwards on their next series. Tied the game and then won it in overtime. And those are momentum swinging games for seasons. Okay. Because again, like another home loss, and listen, they've been a little bit of a high wire act so far this year. You know, they came from behind to beat the Saints the previous week. Again, had trouble with the Pittsburgh defense. You know, you could be critical of some of their play calling against the Chiefs, but that Chiefs defense is pretty damn good. That Chiefs defense is why they're 4-0. It certainly isn't because of their offense.
Right.
So I thought that was huge for them. And, the quest goes on. And, for me, I thought it was Tampa Bay and Atlanta battling it out for the division this year. I know they play each other, I think, three or four more weeks down in Tampa. So exciting times. I don't like to dismiss Tampa Bay. A lot of people seem to think they're a fluke every year. Well, fluke every year has been in the playoffs four straight years, which is more than any other team in the NFC.
It's funny. I'm sorry, Russell. Go ahead.
And they've done it with different coaches, different starting quarterbacks. Yeah. Jason Light, their general manager, does an outstanding job for them. So Atlanta needs to capitalize. They need to go on a little bit of a run here to build on that. And, they're going to be playing football. Right. Their off week isn't until week 12. So, they have some time. They have an extra option. When you play Thursday, they have extra time to prepare for your next game. So, exciting times. I'm still – listen, if we could resurrect, Elsie Greenwood and Deacon Jones from heaven and so on, they still could use a pass rush, guys. Yeah.
That's what everybody says. Russell Baxter joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Given what you just talked about, Carolina aside, I think the phrase is reclamation project. When you talk about the three quarterbacks from New Orleans, Atlanta. Well, Baker's been there a year, but still Baker Mayfield in his career, still being turned around. And given what the weapons are here in Atlanta, general consensus was that Kirk Cousins was going to fare out best. But what are your thoughts on those three teams in this division? And at the end of the day, when the dust settles, who do you see, given what's all around them, looking into the playoffs?
Well, I thought that Atlanta would win the division in a year. I'm not somebody who, I'm not a windshield wiper. I don't go back and forth or anything. Derek Carr has been – the Saints have been a little bit of a mystery the last couple of weeks. They struggled on offense after that 91 points in the first two games against Carolina and Dallas. They scored 12 points against the Eagles at home. And then last week, now they have the Chiefs defense coming up, even though, Derek Carr's probably faced the Chiefs more than any other team, or certainly among the other teams that he used to face in the AFC West. Kirk Cousins, see, here's what I've seen early on, and this should not be a surprise to anyone because, frankly, it's common sense. These teams with new quarterbacks, these teams coming off major injuries at their quarterbacks, these teams making coordinator changes, have all kind of been slow coming out of the gate. Now, all of a sudden, we're seeing them pick up momentum. Kirk Cousins in week one against the Steelers doesn't look anything like Kirk Cousins right now. Okay, and not just because he threw for 509 yards, because he is getting more comfortable. We're seeing the same thing in Pittsburgh, where their offense got six field goals and won, and then last week they scored a season-high 24 points and lost. But their offense is developing. Jordan Love was injured in the week one game. He sat a couple weeks. He struggled early against the Vikings, and then he played better later in the game and put up big numbers, even though he wound up with three interceptions. I think we forget that these people are human beings and they're not washing machines. You just don't put in a different fan belt or whatever parts are inside and they just automatically fix themselves. So that's what I see with the Falcons right now. And, when they lost Rondale Moore before the start of the season, right, I thought that was a big blow to them, but they've been able to more than make up for it. And, I thought even though their running game was, probably had higher expectations for it than we have seen so far. Not that they were ranked 22nd coming into the league and so on. They only got 73 yards against the Buccaneers, which was kind of surprising because Tampa's run defense is kind of mediocre. But they did what they had to do. And I still like their chances. And I think what's interesting about the Falcons is the way their schedule lays out. And I'm not like win. I don't like to do the win loss loss win win. Whatever, so on. It's when you play certain teams. And I always looked at the divisional games. And most of their divisional games are early in the season. Like I said, they've already played two divisional games. They got more coming up within the next 5 or 6 weeks. And then I think they end the season with Carolina. But I think there's a big gap in between in terms of the divisional games. So, like I said, I like their chances. I don't dismiss Tampa Bay because of what they've been as an organization. Carolina looks like it's rebuilding again, although they have one of the hotter quarterbacks in the league the last 2 weeks, and Andy Dalton
right.
just doesn't go away. And the Saints are just too up and down and too erratic. Their inconsistency is what makes you nervous, and the inability to close out games the last 2 weeks probably makes you even more nervous.
Yeah, folks, spending time on the WaitForIt.com outline with Russell Baxter. He is social. You can always find him at Bax Football Guru. Bax Football Guru. We're up against it. Our time's running out, but I do want to get your thoughts about the NFLPA and locker rooms and what the statement this week. Russell, your thoughts about that. Me personally, I'm surprised that so much was given back after COVID. But, you know, they're making a statement about it. What do you think?
You know, I kind of go back and forth on this. So I've been in, you know, not a ton of locker rooms, but I've certainly been in my share. I can understand the privacy aspect as well. I can understand, you know, people trying to get something in the heat of the moment as well. And for, you know, some people that, you know, they get a little giddy about that. You know, let me catch the guy when he's at a moment where it's, that he's coming off a loss and liable to say something inflammatory and so on. So if I had to pick a side, I would say leave the locker room to the players and the coaches and set something up where they can, you know, you have some press time right afterwards. You know, I don't, you know, what's next? You're going to go into the locker room and you know, somebody's going to have, and we've seen it. We've seen it in practice locker rooms when someone's going to have a very volatile moment. And, you know, the way things are today, that doesn't go from just hearsay and somebody recanting a story. That goes from, you know, somebody slipping a cell phone in there and so on. So, the locker room is the locker room. And, again, I go back and forth on it, but if I had to make a stance, I would say, let's take a step forward and have an area where, you know, I want to talk to this player right after he's done.
Gotcha.
Okay. You know, and I'm willing to bet he'll probably smell better too.
All right. He said he's going to be around next week. We got to reach out to Russell again.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Enjoy the rest of your day and this upcoming week. And thank you as always.
Thanks
Russell.
A lot, Russell.
You got it. Hey, enjoy the game in two hours. Okay.
There you go.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do that.
Yes, I'm going to go get some crumpets.
And also, thanks for sharing this morning. That is Russell Baxter.
Yeah,
heartfelt story that started off this segment. Anyway, up next, we lost some people this week, some very famous faces and voices and an array of people that affected us. And so we're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.